thank you for everyone for joining our call today on Maximo Mobile Solutions and Sales Positioning for Partners. With me here today, I have David Havikin, who's the lead product designer and architect for Maximo Mobile, and Bill Coakley, who's from the Tivoli Business Development Organization and handles the relationship that we have with our partner, Cyclo. So we're going to take you through an overview of the mobile market and some particulars about Maximo Mobile and the Cyclo solution. And then at the end, we'll have some particulars about how partners can interact with the Cyclo organization for their Maximo Smart product. If we look at chart two, we find in the mobile space there's what I like to call the Tower of Babel. The requirements vary tremendously by industry, the processes that are trying to be addressed, and the devices that are used. There's a lot of confusing and similar terminology. As you can see here, there's mobile inspection, mobile inventory, operator rounds, mobile workforce management, connected, disconnected, field service, dispatch management, schedule optimization, GPS, GIS, and we find people stringing all these different things together when they're talking about mobile offerings. So what I find is that mobile is a series of kind of micro niches that involve pretty much any worker who's not working from a computer that's on a desktop. Look at chart three. I'm going to take a quick look at the analyst perspective on this market. It's a large and growing market. They estimate there's 25 million field service technicians worldwide, with 9 million of them working at enterprises that have 500 or more field service people. So this size of this market and the fact that it's growing shows that there's increasing interest in getting information into the hands of people in the field. This is certainly true for Maximo clients and their desire to get Maximo into the field as well. So you can see here there's also a comment from IDC about the growth of this market, which is very strong compared to the overall enterprise asset management market. If you look at chart four, trying to break down our mobile solutions by segment. And if we start at the bottom of this pyramid, we see the area where I consider Maximo Mobile to be the best fit. And this is the place where people want to mobilize Maximo, get Maximo work orders out into the field on a PDA. This is with customers using version 6 or greater, and that they're not necessarily looking to have custom forms and don't really need to access other applications, you know, such as some sort of corporate systems. This is a very good fit in facilities management, manufacturing, power generation, any kind of inspection. When customers have a more complex environment, that they are looking more for a development platform where they may want to have customized forms. They may desire to connect to additional enterprise applications. They may be interested in having a link to GPS, which is the geographic positioning system, or GIS, which you might think of more as mapping. They're actually two different things. And the customer may, in fact, be in an older version of Maximo 4X through 6X. These complexities can be addressed by Smart for Maximo by Cyclo. Now, we'll talk more about this later, about what it's going to take for partners to be able to sell this product. But it's important for you to understand that in this segmentation model, that there are places where there's definitely a fit for it, and we'd certainly rather see Cyclo in those positions than some of the other competitors that Cyclo faces in the marketplace. Another sort of unique thing that Cyclo has done is they have an agreement with Click Software to offer their scheduling, Click Scheduling, on a limited basis to handle scheduling and routing. They've also worked hard to address specific areas of utilities around substation inspection and some other things of that sort, special things to do with transportation, oil and gas, and life sciences. At the top of this pyramid are the most complex environments that we see for your typical mobile offering. And this usually includes schedule optimization, route optimization, dispatch management, truck-mounted laptops that may be communicating over private radio networks as well as public communication devices. This is typically found in gas and electric distribution utilities and telcos. To meet all the requirements of this space, usually you need to work with field service vendors such as CGI, Click Software, Ventex, who of course is a competitor to Maximo, and possibly Logica, who has a strong offering in this area. So again, just recapping, we have these three different views. We have the large segment where IBM Maximo Mobile is a very strong fit. And then moving up the pyramid, we have a number of these more complex environments where Smart for Maximo from Cyclo is a good fit. And then finally at the top of the pyramid where we may need to work with another third party. Let's look at chart five. And this really highlights where IBM Maximo Mobile is the best fit. As I said, I consider this mobilizing Maximo. The number one thing this does is it takes Maximo and all the complexity of a typical Maximo work order and makes it available on a PDA-based device out in the field. There's actually two flavors of this. One we call IBM Maximo Work Mobile Work Manager, and the other is IBM Maximo Mobile Inventory Manager. But you can see that the unique architecture that we have within the IBM Maximo Mobile really facilitates working directly with Desktop Maximo and takes advantage of the business objects that are there. And the areas where we see this being done is in work order management, basic operator rounds, all types of inspections, you know, gas lines, pipelines, buildings, even vehicles, inventory management, facilities maintenance, and also there's a service desk component to this, which makes good sense in large environments where there's lots of IT equipment. Chart 6 summarizes a little further the features that we offer in IBM Maximo Mobile Work Manager. And you can see here there's a pretty detailed list of the kinds of things that we can address, very similar to the things that are addressed in Maximo itself. This is unique to our offering, and you won't see as good of a matchup to all of our particular asset location details, job plans, safety plans, et cetera, in any of the competitive products. We also support barcode and RFID and the ability to attach drawings and other documents, spec sheets, etc. There is an option to work with Maximo Mobile Work Manager in the calibration area, which is really strengthens the use of the calibration module. And as I mentioned on the previous chart, the ability to have a service desk type environment where you're addressing incident, problem, change, and release. IBM Maximo Mobile Inventory Manager handles things specific to inventory, physical counts, issues, returns, transfers, receipts, including inspections and serialization, and again, barcode and RFID support. If we look at chart 7, It's just a summary of overall features that are offered in IBM Maximo Mobile. We have e-signature and e-audit enabled. We have the ability to address, we're ready to address all the barcode and RFID capabilities, and have smart barcoding available on some of the table windows. We also operate in either a connected or a disconnected environment. This is invisible to the user as we move in and out of coverage areas. And there is a store and forward model when you are disconnected. You can be configured to have automatic updates and when you'd want this sort of thing. So we see people using this in different ways. Some might dock in the morning and go out and spend the day and actually not communicate during the day, and then dock in the evening to capture all that into Maximo on the desktop. But they or they use a kind of a partial connectivity mode where they may dock in the morning and throughout the day sort of check in and pick up things during the day. And then a full connectivity model where they're continuously checking real time for updates and transmitting information that's been picked up during the day. Chart 9 is just a brief look at the smart suite for Maximo, which is based on Cyclo. It has Smart Work Manager for Maximo and Smart Inventory Manager for Maximo. They have very similar functionality that the equivalent IBM Maximo Mobile offerings have. They, of course, use Cyclo's proprietary agent tree to do the communication and monitor how the connections are made and so on and so forth. One component that's available from Cyclo is the auditor for Maximo. That's something that we don't currently offer. Allows field workers to go out to the field and collect asset information or verify it, and, pick up condition assessments and other information about assets in the field, and customers find this quite useful. Chart 10 summarizes some of the industry solutions that have been templated by the Cyclo organization. And these help address specific concerns in the area of utilities, life sciences, transportation, and oil and gas. And you can see that they can be quite specific things. You know, in the transportation module, there's GPS-enabled inspections, the ability to track VRMS codes and warranty information, things that are very interested to the transportation customers. In the utility space, here's where you might see, particularly in the transmission and distribution system, the desire to have GIS-enabled so the worker can see exactly where they are in the field, or also have GPS enabled, and that allows people to go out and figure out where assets are in the field and capture the exact lat and long of these assets in the field to have a very accurate record of where they are. If we look at chart 11, I just wanted to highlight how Gartner views the field service market through their magic quadrant. And you can see where Cyclo is positioned. So in this particular magic quadrant, most of the vendors are in the niche category. And here's some of what they had to say about Cyclo. It's, I think, quite a good endorsement about their strength in 50 to 200 seat deployments in public utilities, energy, facilities management, where the requirement for work management and inventory management and inspections, as we talked about earlier, is quite strong. They also felt that the work that they had done to link to Qlik Software's scheduling tools was a plus, and that that they're considered to be a strong adjunct to enterprise asset management systems, including what they call IBM's MRO software, which really is IBM Maximo. At this point, I'd like to turn the microphone over to David Havikin, who's going to take us through information and product status on IBM Maximo Mobile. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, this is David Havikin. I'm in the product design and architecture group for Maximo. Mostly focused on the work management side, but I'm also the lead of the mobile team. Right now, I want to basically just give you a brief update on the release that we just came out with a couple of weeks ago, talk a little bit about the release that's coming up in September, a little bit about future plans, and then some of the customers that we have running today. So right now, the currently available release is version 6.5. It came out last month. We're going to, in the next couple of slides, talk about a few of the specifics in that release, but the main intention for that release was to address a number of implementation performance issues that arose from a number of customers. Version 7.1, that's really where we're going to take Maximo and move it forward to keep it in alignment with the core Maximo releases. And with the core Maximo 7.1 release a couple months ago, we will have this mobile release to support that in September. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the future projects. So release 6.5 came out last month. It's been available now for a few weeks. You can be downloaded off the internet on the I'm completely forgetting the name of the site where you download the Password Advantage. So it's out there. It's available. It does require you to be at the version 6.2.2 of Core. Sort of the notable enhancements that are in there is the new Data Manager application. This application essentially allows the end users, the customers themselves, to do a lot of the configuration of what data should be coming down to their devices. Just as a quick little example, when you download a work order contains a lot of information, much of which might not be used by one particular client, whereas another client might want to use that data, but they don't use some other part of a work order. In the past, they pretty much always had to download the whole complete work order. They didn't have a lot of control over how much of it they could bring down. This Data Manager app now gives them full control over how much of each work order they want to bring down. They can see the results of that configuration in terms of how much data it would equate to, how long it would take to download. All this is done in a standard front-end Maximo type application. It no longer requires the need to go into XML and make modifications and rebuild jar files and things like that. So the actual management of what data is used with the mobile apps will be much, much nicer now. We also replaced the old point base. We're on chart 14, by the way. We also replaced mobile point base database with a DB2 mobile database. This did some great things for the performance on the device itself. We realized that that point-based database we were using wasn't quite robust enough. The new DB2 one is a lot more robust, gives us some extra features, and the performance is a lot better. In addition to replacing the point-based database for performance reasons, we also did a large amount of enhancements just directly to the code itself for the download performance, where we've been seeing some enhanced download times. Just as one example, we had a customer that was reporting a 20-minute download time. With 6.5 and the performance enhancements that are in there, that 20-minute download is now taking about 3 minutes. There was another customer who had, I think it was somewhere around 40 or 45-minute downloads that are now taking 8. And I think there was also another customer who had 8-minute downloads that are now taking somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 or 3 minutes. So it's a very significant improvement on performance. One of the other issues was during the download, there was a gauge that basically told you that it was downloading information and it may take several minutes, but it really didn't give you any details of exactly where you were in the process. So now the download gauge actually shows you a count of how many records are going to be coming down, how many have come so far, and a rough estimate as to how much time is left remaining. The barcode scanning on all the table windows, that was basically a feature that had been in the product already, but it was very popular, and many customers were always adding it to other table windows in the mobile apps. So out of the box now, that barcode scanning is available on all of the table windows, all the major ones that it makes sense to be on. This basically allows you to be looking at a list of information, a list of items, a list of assets, a list of work orders, whatever it is, and then actually barcode scan one of those asset numbers or item numbers or work order numbers in, and it will bring the device directly to that record and bring it into you. So you don't have to search, scroll up and down. You can just scan in the number and be brought directly to that record. Very nice little feature. Another thing that customers asked a lot about was the ability to download a specific work list record. Not to get into all the details, but right now, you essentially define a set of queries that fetches records to bring them down to the device. You know, all the work orders I'm assigned to, all of the work orders that I'm the supervisor of, all of the items that are in a particular storeroom that I'm supposed to go and count today, all the POs that I'm expecting to receive today. If there is a record that you need on your device that doesn't meet one of those queries, you had a problem in the past. With now this new release 6.5, you would be able to download any particular work list record just by searching on it or entering the number. And even though it doesn't meet any of your queries, you can bring that down. It's great for the situation where another person comes up and says, hey, I need some help with this particular work order. I know it's not assigned to you, but I'd love for you to download it and help me out with a few of the tasks that are on there. They could give them the work order number and download it directly. Then we also had a few other miscellaneous enhancements, as we always do with most releases. Moving on to slide 15, talk a little bit about the release that's coming up in September of this year. It's going to be release 7.1. It will be the first real main new release for mobile, moving us out of the 6X world of Maximo, moving us into the 7X world. Obviously, this release will require the customer to have their Maximo core release at the 7X level as well. It introduces the main new features from a work management perspective that 7.1 did. That would be the multiple asset location and CI tables. If you're familiar with the core Maximo 7X versions now, a single work order record can now contain a list of assets, locations, and CIs, which are configuration items. The move, swap, modify action utilizes this new table structure behind the scenes to hold long lists of assets and locations so that you can do mass moves, mass swaps, and things like that. So the move, swap, modify action is now enhanced in mobile to take into consideration that new table structure. We also added the user and custodian modification capability in there. So today you were able to move an asset around from location to location. You could modify its attributes. And now with this new release, you will also be able to modify the ownership. So you could say that, you know, since I'm moving it from this location to this new location, it'll now have a new owner and a new custodian. Classification attributes on work orders and tickets is something that was introduced in the 7X release as well. It's essentially there to support the idea of dynamic attributes. In other words, on one particular work order, I need to collect this group of information, but But on a different type of work order, there's a whole different set of information I need to collect or record. These dynamic attributes can show up when they need to and not show up when they shouldn't, and they make the work orders much more specific to the tasks that are at hand. Item status is something that also was enhanced in the core 7X applications. It's now a true status associated with items, so you can have an item that is obsolete, and if it's obsolete, obviously we don't want people using it anymore. So it's really just a question of how these item records are getting filtered, but it's all based on the new item status functionality introduced in 7X Core. The last piece of work that we're doing in development for this release 7.1 is an investigation into some different JVMs. Right now we use an IBM product called J9 as our JVM. It works well. It's the one that we've liked best so far. We are noticing a few limitations with it, some of which is performance-oriented, some of which is which operating systems it supports. And then lastly, it's just we're looking for something that has a little bit more flexibility for utilizing different types of devices. So this is an investigation. If we do find a new JVM that works well, we'll certainly have more information before the release. It may be that we don't find anything in the current time frame that we can swap out, and there might not be a change, but I do want to highlight that that is something we're investigating. So past September of this year, we do have a few things on our plate that we're going to be working on. I don't have any specific date or release numbers to announce today, so I'm just going to speak to these at a little bit of a higher level. We have an asset manager application that we want to produce, which would be similar in concept to what Cyclo's Auditor product is doing. It's more focused on the asset itself. We already have a work manager, an inventory manager application. Now we're looking to create an asset manager. It'll allow you to do audits. It will allow you to, in a mobile environment, update the configuration status of an asset. You can move it around. You can do all types of modification and configuration management of your assets in a mobile situation. We're also going to evaluate a few different companies as well as some other technology in terms of how we can partner with some printing hardware companies as well as being able to do some sending of reports back to the core side of Maximo. So in the future, look forward to some new printing capabilities within mobile. And again, the investigation of the new JVM would continue if we do not find anything in that September timeframe. And then lastly, we are looking at a few different ways to make the screen configuration and design better. It may or may not happen in the application designer that we have for Core. That was originally the plan, that we were just going to enhance the application designer to work with the mobile applications as well as the Core applications. That may be the way we end up going as well, but there are some other options that we're looking at exploring right now. But the main goal here is that we can make the configuration of the screens easier, however that is, because today, right now, you still need to go into the XML to make those configuration changes. A couple little highlights in terms of some of the clients that we have live here today. There's actually a couple new ones on here. The slide is missing Land of Frost in terms of live clients. They're very happy. Constellation is still very happy. Sandia is so happy that they're actually buying more mobile licenses as well. And we have a number of other customers that are going live. So things are looking good on the customer front. We're making a lot of progress with the customers. New ones are coming on all the time, and things are good on the customer front. So lastly, just a few takeaways that I want to sort of impress upon you. I think one of the most important things when you're working with the client is you have to find out what they really want to be doing. Some of the first slides in this presentation, we talked a little bit about the positioning and where the sweet spot is for the Maximo mobile product versus Cyclo versus some of these other third-party vendors. You really do need to understand exactly what the customer wants to do, not just a simple, oh, well, we want to do mobile. You really need to understand exactly what that means for them. What are the use cases? What do those mobile workers expect to be doing while they're out there? If that discussion leads down the road where it seems like it's getting a little more complicated, they're going to want to build a lot of new functionality into the product. They might want to integrate it so that it also communicates with some other back-end enterprise systems that they have. If they want to do a lot of custom forms, change things around, then you know you would probably be best off to engage Cyclo and see if their products and services could be a better fit. The user guides and documentation is quite nice for mobile. It covers just about everything you need to know. The user guides for the actual product itself is available in the Tivoli Software Information Center. The system requirements document is actually more than just your plain vanilla system requirement document. It also contains a few pages of capabilities that the product offers. It's a nice guideline for if you're wondering whether the customer needs and our product features are a good fit. I highly advise reading through that once. If you are discussing some of this stuff with a customer, feel free to share that information with them so that everybody's making a smart decision. So that's all I have. I'm going to move this on, I think, to Bill Coakley now. And he's going to talk a little bit about the Cyclo side of mobile.
Thanks, Dave. I'm going to jump to slide 20, and just wanted to walk through the Cyclo relationship, where it came from and where it is. We've been doing business with Cyclo and Maximo since 1999, and I've actually managed a relationship since 2001. So it's a long-term relationship. We had an OEM agreement under MRO, and effective November 1st of 2007, we migrated that agreement to IBM paper. And when we did that, we became a reseller of the Cyclo product rather than an OEM. This was not for any particular reason other than some of the terms that IBM requires for an OEM agreement. The bottom line is the relationship, for the most part, remains the same and is as strong as it ever was. Some of the questions and things that have changed in the remarketing agreement is that the product is no longer in the AIQT, and it must be quoted separately. And we do have an organization, both TechLine, which is headed up by John Campbell, and AAS, which the facilitator is Karen Sledge. And I will put a link here for the announcement and the what you need to know out on Extreme Leverage. It'll give you that detail. The part numbers have changed. They are now 5619 part numbers rather than the old part numbers that we had, and they must be audited as a remarketing product. Unfortunately, this product cannot be sold through IBM and the channel. This is a restriction on internal accounting systems with IBM, and in order for a partner to sell Cyclo Mobile, you must go direct to Cyclo now. The contacts, both of these are former MRO employees. In the Americas are Bill Moylan, and for EMEA is Mark Chesilver, and the email addresses are here. They will set you up as a partner, as a reseller for the Smart Suite mobile suite. And at the time of this recording, we did not have the detail on the mobile user access, but we'll handle that in the Q&A as we move forward. So on slide 21, I just wanted to go over some pricing issues. From the standpoint of direct customers or direct sales for IBM sales reps, The pricing delegation is our internal pricing delegation. We have full pricing authority for the product, and we actually should not be going back to Cyclo for pricing. Partners would need to clear that based on whatever agreement they have. So for the most part, for internal direct IBM reps, it's business as usual. You have a different part number. The only other thing that is very important is that the customer must sign the Cyclo license agreement. Since this is no longer an IBM OEM product, it's a remarketed product, the customer is required to sign an SLA. And the SLA must be signed by the end user, which is the reason we can't sell this through a partner. We are working on a federal system integrator agreement where the FSI in the states would hold the license until the term of the contract runs out, and then it would get turned over by the FSI to the end user. And we'll announce that as soon as we have that available. So for the most part, it's business as usual, other than the part numbers changing and the Cyclo end user agreement needs to be signed. The other thing which is a note is that in year two and beyond, the customer will pay Cyclo direct for support and maintenance. When IBM sells, we include first year support and maintenance in the price of the product. Cyclo does level one through level three support. Always has done that, by the way. We used to do a HUD swap, so people would dial an 800 number and we would just direct that to their, you know, support organization. That will continue as is. So support is done by Cyclo, and in year two, the customer will be direct billed. The only other thing that I'd like to mention for IBM sales reps is that you will be paid on the net sale price. So it's whatever you sell it at minus what our royalty is to Cyclo. If you sell the IBM product and IBM Maximo Mobile, you'll be paid at 100% of the net sale price. So there is a difference in commissions. Partners, again, have rates that are done accordingly. If we go to slide 22, this is the Cyclo sales contract contacts around the globe. You'll notice that Bill Moylan, again, formerly of both MRO and IBM, is their EVP of sales in the Americas. Mark Chesover heads up the EMEA group, and their email addresses are on the previous slide. You can contact them directly if you want to set up a reseller agreement being a partner. And with that, that's all I have.